Here with us tonight is our entertainment correspondent. She's new to Hollywood, but you've known her. She's been on a couple. Some of you've really known her. She's new to Hollywood, but an old hand in entertaining. She works as a prostitute here in town. Welcome, Svetlana Mishkimite.
Hello, Mark.
All right. Do the last name again. All right.
Yes.
So,
of all, I have to tell you, best solution, do not declare.
No taxes.
No, all cash. It's best solution.
I'm not.
Tex schmat. It's nonsense.
But I'm not really at liberty. What am I going to say? I'm just going to walk up to the boss and say, look, can you just pay me in cash, please, under the table?
Yes, of course.
And what if he says only if you do, you know what I mean, what you
well,
do?
Well, that's what you do.
No, I'm
There's
not going to
do solution,
that.
Mark.
I'm not doing that.
Sell your body.
No, I really? Well,
it's
thank you
It's a small
for...
price to pay for another 16%.
Yeah, do you
I'm
think,
not saying.
I'm flattered that you think I could sell my body. To women? Do you think I could sell it to women?
It's
or
a different
just to,
topic.
To strange old men?
Maybe, in South.
In South, I could go right down to Santa Monica and probably. No, you know what? I probably wouldn't. So look, are we going to talk about a movie or
yes,
what do you want
we
to
are. It's
what?
Been a tough week for me. I hate to. I'm not a complainer. I mean, the crappy weather has been bad for business.
I'm sorry.
Los Angeles clients do not move a lot in rain, even for sex.
Uh-huh.
So I decide to offer a wet discount. I even make a little slogan. You want to hear it?
Okay.
Here we go. Saint Petersburg House of Discreet Pleasure annual wet discount. As my mother used to say, rainy days, great for BJs.
No, that's very nice.
You have to emphasize the J's, otherwise it doesn't work.
No, it's nice. It's alliteration. It's queer yeah. What the message is.
I'm literary got, marvel.
I would say yes.
Yes, Pushkin's grandson client.
Really?
Yes.
How do
yes.
you like that?
And Dostoevsky, not from underground. Read that book.
Of course I've read
Based
that book.
Based on my cousin Vadim.
No.
Yeah. I don't read it, though. I don't have patience. I much rather read Us magazine. You know that section, stars are just like us.
Yeah.
You know that they take out garbage, they spend money, they masturbate. Who gives crap?
That's right. Are we doing a movie?
Yes, sir. Sorry, I'm getting a little distracted today. It's the weather, I told you.
All right, I just wondered.
I went to see Inside Man.
New Spike Lee film. Yeah.
Well, I thought it was porn. Kidding.
Uh-huh.
Joke.
Yeah.
Spike Lee movies. Denzel Washington, Jodie Foster, Clive Owen.
I like those people. Those are talented
They're
people.
Very good people.
Yeah.
Good talented. This movie is sort of from Spike Lee. As you know, he's a big Jew hater.
Uh-huh.
Big anti-Semite. If he
that.
Could transfer all Jews to Vancouver, he would do it.
Yeah.
But big surprise for me, uh-huh. The villain in this movie, neo-Nazi.
Really?
And Spikey, who's client, by the yeah. way.
No, stop.
It
really?
Is. Yeah, it's like having sex with mouse. It is. He wears baseball cap in bed and has lemon up my ass look all the time. But he's low maintenance, relatively low maintenance.
Is it quick?
Let's not... Yeah.
Okay. Right.
But you know that signature Spike Lee, that camera move, look at me, I'm Orson Welles, but uh-huh. black and not British.
Uh-huh.
You know that the signature shot, only one of those in the whole movie.
One?
The body moving. You know, the body moving
yeah,
is a camera
where
moving.
They're not walking and it's like they're on a
yes,
dolly?
Yes, very weird. I don't. Yeah. I think it's nonsense.
Only
but
one?
Only one, with
okay.
Denzel, of course.
Uh-huh.
Yes. It's great. Lots of tension, lots of masks and face coverings. Very kinky movie.
Uh-huh.
I would have liked sex scene, but Denzel is not my type.
No.
I'll be honest, Mark.
Really?
No. Never felt arousal from African Americans.
Really?
Sometimes when they put coconut oil in their hair, it gets me going.
Uh-huh.
Usually not so much.
Uh-huh.
Not so much.
I
have one client,
yeah.
so it's interesting. He's a Jamaican marijuana dealer. Yes?
Uh-huh.
He hates when I call him African American. He thinks I'm a stupid hooker that does not know geography.
Yeah.
He says, Jamaica is not Africa, he tells me. I tell him, Dennis, when I take examination for citizenship, I learn politically correct terminology. It's not ridiculous.
Do you guys have a trade out thing? Does you get pot for disease?
For weed.
Yeah.
Yeah, Humboldt.
Oh, that's
Humboldt.
Nice.
It's fantastic. It's
Humboldt.
Fantastic.
It's Humboldt.
Good. We didn't
yeah.
have Humboldt.
I'm sorry.
In
I don't mean to make fun of you.
That's nice,
all
Mark.
Right.
I hate you too. But, you know, you ask me, Mark. Let's
yeah.
keep on point
the
here.
The movie.
Well, don't,
yeah.
not so much, because I like
right.
to digress. It's
okay.
more fun for
go ahead.
Me.
Go ahead.
But you say, what are you, Svetlana? I say American.
Right,
or
sure.
I say Russian whore. Depends on context. But if I called my clients politically correct names, I'd never get anything done. Wouldn't I go and say Uzbek American, Asian American? Asia is a different continent.
Yeah,
it's impossible, Asian American. It's oxymoron.
Yeah,
it's moron American. Yeah? Not so much oxymoron.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But these are the divisions that cause problems in these countries.
Okay.
Ethnic, we are all Americans. The fact that I'm Russian whore is only bonus.
Right. You're an American whore.
I'm not a Russian whore American. It's too much information.
Right, sure.
Especially when police are concerned.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm so tired of getting busted.
Yeah.
Ugh, prison cell always smells like human foot.
Yeah, that's bad. And
it's
pee,
horrible.
Right? Pee, right?
Is yeah, urine, but more human food.
Okay, all right. So the movie, are we going to
yes,
do
of course. Well, you have Spike's usual diatribes on ethnic minorities in the melting pot of New York City.
Sure,
you know, he
sure.
loves to do that. The Indian guy who's
right.
worried about turban, the Jewish guy who talks like Woody Allen,
uh-huh.
the Latino who likes tube tops. I get tired of this self-important
one, yeah.
didactic bullcrap.
Uh-huh,
you know,
yeah, sure.
Spike, there are different minorities in America. Thank you for letting us know.
yeah.
But I have to be honest, Mark. This yes. is action movie. It actually gives welcome respite. Is that a new word I learned?
Yeah,
respite.
I don't. It's a great word. I have
respite.
No idea.
Or is it respite?
I think it's respite. Is that relief? What does it mean? Jim, do you have any idea?
Yeah, that's relief.
Relief,
yeah, sure.
right? It gives you a brief...
Respite.
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 Like, right now you're taking respite from the show, thinking about something else.
No, I'm not. I'm listening. I'm trying to
He's
figure out what respite
makes
is.
Listening face.
Okay.
I know that face. Trust
All right, so
me.
Not, okay, you used the word well. Go ahead.
Yeah, welcome respite
yeah.
from the tension of the movie and from Jodie Foster, who walks like a penguin throughout.
I heard she was different in this, though. Did she?
Maybe it's the shoes. She's ice cream. Her rectum, very wound up. Very wound up. She's just something about her.
A knot.
A knot, yes, okay. Especially sailor knot.
All right, the movie, okay. Are we going to do that?
Denzel is fantastic. Okay, not right. A client, by the way.
Oh, good.
His teeth look like Steinway piano.
Uh-huh, that's
you
nice.
See,
that's
teeth,
good, right?
Huge, white, glowing.
Yeah.
They have a life of their own.
Uh-huh.
He is great. Combination of charm and tough. A guy with mm-hmm. solid sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And Jodie Foster's okay. I have nothing against lesbians. She's lesbian, yeah?
Yeah, yes.
I think so.
I have done
my festive share of Girl on Girl.
Yeah.
Senators love that. I'm sorry, I can't say names. I apologize. I signed contract.
You can. Yeah, you
well, can. To disclose names, they send me for 4-week personality rundown at Scientology Center.
Well, that, sometimes you have to pay for that.
That is enough to intimidate anybody.
I'm sure
those guys could get Bin Laden to surrender. It's very effective with the blue suits, the emitter, Bin Laden on the emitter.
Or at least change his religion, they could probably get.
Hopefully, all yeah. Right. He'll be in the Hearst building.
Maybe that's where he is. Maybe he's actually here in Hollywood at the Celebrity
with
Center.
With John Travolta eating crumpets. Who knows?
So the movie is good?
The movie is good. It's a little anticlimactic and ends very lazy, but I blame the script, not Spikey.
Okay. You know?
And of course, there are no sex scenes, which is always disappointment because Clive Owen is so hot.
No sex scene?
No sex. He's the best part of it. You see Closer.
Yeah, it's dirty.
I could not stand Natalie Portman in that movie.
Why?
I don't know. All clients think she's hot, but they're pedophiles, all of them. But she's a good crier. She's a very good crier. She's client. Kidding. Kidding, Mark. Kidding.
No, you're not.
You know what? I'm sorry. I have to go. I have a Cinemax convention. They're throwing NRA fundraiser, and it is potluck, so I promise to bring gingerbread.
Oh, right.
I'll talk to you soon, Mark.
Well, thank you for coming. And I'll be honest with you. I don't like Natalie Portman either. I think she's a little cold.
A little stilted.
Yeah.
Stilted.
Yeah, over the top. And like, you look at her, even when she's acting sexy, you're like, you're not sexy.
You're not sexy. You're pretty, but cut your head off and put it on pedestal because that's all you got going.
That's good. Thank you, Svetlana.
Thank
you, Mark. Very good. Thank you for coming. We'll see you again next week, I hope. And we're going to come back. We're going to get Lawton Smalls on the phone, I believe, and we're going to talk some more about real things, maybe read these emails and talk about this more about this Scooter Libby revelation. And also, I'd like to talk a little bit about that guy that was able to stand up at a Bush event and actually say something to the guy. Actually say,
amazing.
You're an ass. Why aren't you ashamed of yourself? And Bush improvised. So we'll deal with that a little bit. The guy's name was Taylor, I believe, and someone was just on the phone and said they had talked to him, but that person hung up, so it wasn't him anyway. So
I have a theory about that.
I should just shut my mouth because I'm talking in knots. Huh? 19 past or so. Hang out.